The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The Shad Olson Show starts now.
S-O-S.
America is back. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
Hey!
Shad Olson Show.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activity, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. The plan as outlined to me was to form an organization of veterans, to use as a bluff or as a club at least, to intimidate the government and break down our democratic institutions. The upshot of the whole thing was that I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government. I talked with an investigator for this committee who came to me with a subpoena on Sunday, November 18th. He told me they had unearthed evidence linking my name with several such veteran organizations. As it then seemed to me to be getting serious, I felt it was my duty to tell all I knew of such activities to this committee. My main interest in all this is to preserve our democratic institution. I want to retain the right to vote, the right to speak freely, and the right to write. If we maintain these basic principles, our democracy is safe. No dictatorship can exist with suffrage, freedom of speech, and press.
Shad Olson Show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if there is to be any opportunity, if there's to be any chance whatsoever for, as Smedley Butler called it right there, the right to prevail in this quintessential conflict between good and evil. This is no longer the faux binary monolith, Republican versus Democrat, for all of the political chips on the table. It is an existential spiritual conflict, wrestling against powers and principalities and forces of wickedness in high places. If there's going to be any chance for us to prevail in the preservation of liberty and freedom, and in the preservation of this constitutional republic, such as it has been, if that opportunity even any longer exists, it is going to be because of the efforts of patriots that are inside the government and actually have access to the leverages of power behind the scenes. I think that there's a movement that refers to these people as white hats. God help us not to delve too deeply into the alphabet nomenclature that's been attached to the idiocy of that movement. I've described to you the reasons and the problems and various and sundry things that I have with the Q movement. We don't need to redress those or have a rehashing or airing of the Festivus grievances in regards to the Q movement. But I'm trying to put flesh to bone in making an introduction and launching into a conversation with somebody who's in studio today, this is a rare opportunity. It's a blessing in an opportunity to get really some behind-the-scenes pragmatic understanding of exactly what's happening in our intelligence agencies and whether any longer there exists the opportunity for people who are of patriotic conscience and of conscientious practitioner of their oath to protect and defend the United States and the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to get a sense of whether we even have the opportunity and the wherewithal in this fight with patriots behind the scenes to be able to push back substantively against what you and I know to be the deep state. There is, I know this is roundabout, but bear with me for just a moment more prattle as we get into this. When somebody is in, and I have familial connection with the deep state, I have some family connection to the organizations in military intelligence. I'm not going to belabor that, and I'm not going to get back into some of the connections that we've discussed previously on this program, except to say I have a natural aversion, and I have a natural cynicism and skepticism to anybody who's able to function and attach themselves inside what can only be described as a fully compromised, fully corrupted, and desperately controlled entity that is the Central Intelligence Agency. I think that one of the things that got John F. Kennedy killed was his deliberate intentionality of wanting to dismantle the agency itself. And all of this is roundabout, but just to get to the point of introducing somebody in the Chad Olson Show studio today who worked the majority of his adult career as a paramilitary operations officer in the Central Intelligence Agency, and somebody who by like token is, I know him to be, and is ostensibly for the purposes of conversation here, and I think it's going to be borne out in what it is we talk about, somebody who is deeply patriotic, somebody who loves the United States of America, somebody I believe who is in firm defense of the Constitution, the principles of freedom and liberty, and who bears that as the primary delineator and his primary nomenclature, rather than his service in the CIA, would be one as patriot, citizen, and somebody who is as deeply concerned about the future of this nation as I am and as you are in this listening audience. It's probably one of the most awkward introductions I've ever given anybody in the history of broadcasting to bring us to this point, but I there's about 15 disclaimers. The disclaimers have disclaimers as we come into this conversation. But Ron Mueller is a decades-long employee, now retired of the Central Intelligence Agency, and as I previously noted, a paramilitary operations officer in that organization. And I, please, Ron, with apologies, I have to do violence to the reputation of your employer just to maintain credibility in entering into this conversation. But it's a sincere honor to have you in the studio and to be able to introduce you to the listening audience and have a conversation. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. It's quite an honor. I'm not quite decades long in the CIA, but 38 years in the intelligence community, and both in military and in various civilian intelligence agencies, culminating in my last decade with the CIA as a paramilitary operations officer.
There's some surgical deftness get the T in there, not inability to hear, but there's some surgical dexterity that's going to be required in the way that you and I even talk about some of these things. And so if I'm stumbling into areas or directing you to things that you're not able to talk about, I'm sure that I'll step on that landmine a couple dozen times before we're finished. But be kind in the way that you're not able to answer things that I ask you.
I won't tell you where Elvis is buried.
Well, I want to start with Operation Mongoose. We'll just get the heavy lifting out of the way. But describe to the best that you're able, describe what it is that you did and what, in a generalized sense, what you were responsible for in working for the CIA.
Right. I think most of your listening audience is very familiar with Special Operations Forces, the Delta Force, the SEAL Team 6, the Green Berets, the Rangers, etc.
Yes.
Well, there's another capacity or capability that the president has at his fingertips, and that's the Special Activities, now Special Activities Center at the time, Special Activities Division, specifically the Special Operations Group, which, if I can be a tad braggadocious, is more elite and special and highly selected than Delta Force or SEAL Team 6, because we recruit from those organizations.
And so what you're describing is you have the pick of the litter from the special operations groups on the whole.
Exactly.
And you're picking the creme de la creme to be part of this working group that you were
right.
you were part of.
And it's even smaller. I'm, you know, at the risk of fudging and you know, it don't hold me to the exact figures, but you know, we're talking under 300 people that basically what we do is
so a super elite, just to put that in context, that's right. That's a super elite, deep selected group of people for the functionality of the
correct
you were in.
We call ourselves the third option, Terra Opto. The we carry out presidential findings. So the you know, in historically for purposes, the president puts out a finding that says we're going to train an indigenous force to, say, invade the Bay of Pigs.
Yes.
And so we set up, we find a friendly place to set up a training, and we train these people. And of course, we do this at the behest of the policymakers, and they have to provide the budget and the policy coverage for us to do that. More recently, of course, the presidential directives to that sent our teams initially into Afghanistan back in late 2001, ahead of the horse soldiers and all the other things that the military special operations community likes to claim credit for. But we were, you know, we always like to say, you know, they always like to say we're the tip of the spear. We always joke with them, say the tip of the spear is about 10 miles behind us somewhere on the base.
So this is the, and I deeply appreciate you just, you know, setting in perspective the context of your service record and the rarity of the opportunity, not only in what it is that you were involved with, but for the audience to have a teachable moment with somebody who is astute and deeply understanding of these things. I'm sitting here, I'm having a visceral sense. It's a bit like being let into Area 51. You have to go through you're at the visitor center, and they're trying to tell you about the
there is no visitor center in Area 51.
Yes. From a metaphorical standpoint, the hors d'oeuvres are being passed out, and I'm wanting to leap ahead and ask about, you know, where are the alien bodies? You know, I have the same kind of sense in the conversation with you about wanting to just delve directly into the very troubling permutation we see in a fully occupied. I don't think there's any debate about the fact that the intelligence community of the United States is compromised and is now working against the duly elected government of. Or attempts at duly elected government in America, and has set itself against the very fabric of our republic. I'm just going to ask you flat out whether you agree with that summation and where that fits into the context of what it is that we're discussing.
Well, I'm really sad to see where the agency that, you know, every intelligence professional, I believe, aspires to become part of the CIA because yes. It is the supposedly the best of the best all across the board, no matter yes. what your function is. But what it has become, especially, and it's at an accelerated rate since I retired in 2013, is not the organization that I first joined and that I first was exposed to in 1976 when I joined
yes.
the military and the intelligence world. It's...
And so you have had a front row seat to watch that devolution and to watch the deepening of the insidious corruption and the rot, I think soul rot that has inflicted and afflicted that proud organization. I can see in reading your body language it's a very troubling thing to you. It's uncomfortable given your loyalties and the pride that you have. And that's where I want us to kind of focus, if we can, our conversation as we go. With our first commercial break, we'll step away from this. You will not want to miss the perspective that's being brought in this opportunity to talk to Ron Mueller, Central Intelligence Agency, paramilitary operations officer, somebody who knows where some of the skeletons are buried. And you heard the candor with which he discusses the trouble we face in the deployment now of the intelligence agencies against the citizenry of the United States. And I want to ask him directly about the propaganda operations, the use of CIA and intelligence community propaganda against the American public. It happened all through Donald Trump's only term in office, and there are specific reasons about that. We're going to talk about it as we come back. Rare opportunity right here on the Shad Olson Show. SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show.
Steel mills fell, it just all crumbled. I'm third generation, I've worked a steel mill for a year and a half, and now the steel mill ain't even there.
This is just the way of the world. China is an economic rival to the United States. It does export, it does manufacture, and yes, it takes American jobs.
We want to see China rise. China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man. I mean, they're not bad folks.
I believe then, and I'm even more convinced now, that a rising China is an incredibly positive development. China has made remarkable strides.
ABC News investigation this morning into Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and questions about money he made from foreign business dealings while his father was vice president.
And did Joe Biden allow it? We're talking about millions of dollars in at least two countries.
Did you talk about China or your deal with China?
No.
A 12-hour flight over?
No, of course not.
That never came up?
No.
Less than 2 weeks after that trip, BHR Partners was launched, a private equity firm funded in part by Chinese banks.
He has come forward and said it was a mistake on his part to be on the board.
My son's business dealings were not anything with everybody that he's talking about.
What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board.
Hunter Biden holds an equity stake in a company that's taken over $1.5 billion in loans from the Chinese government. This is obviously an issue.
What they said is China would prefer Joe Biden.
China and Iran want to see Donald Trump's defeat, and they're looking for ways to make that happen.
China's a great nation, and we should hope for the continued expansion. The
growth of China is overwhelmingly in our interest.
And there's much more to come.
And now the steel mill ain't even there.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.